The sanctuary was established specifically to protect the Asiatic lion. It's 1,450 square kilometres in area, and most of it is forest. There are now around 300 Asiatic lions in India, and almost all of them are in this sanctuary. But despite living in a sanctuary, which makes them safe from hunters, they still face a number of problems that threaten their survival. One of these is the ever-present danger of disease. This is what killed more than a third of Africa's Serengeti lions in 1994, and people are fearful that something similar could happen in the Gir sanctuary and kill off many of the Asiatic lions there. India's lions are particularly vulnerable because they have a limited gene pool. The reason for this is interesting. It's because all of them are descended from a few dozen lions that were saved by a prince who took a particular interest in them. He was very wealthy, and he managed to protect them. Otherwise, they'd probably have died out completely. When you see the Asiatic lion in India, what you sense is enormous vitality. They're very impressive beasts, and you would never guess that they had this vulnerability when you look at them. The Asiatic lions don't have the Gir sanctuary to themselves, I should add. They actually share it with about 2,000 farmers. A significant proportion of the lion's diet is made up of the livestock of these farmers, goats, chickens, and so on, as much as a third, in fact. And they've even been known to attack humans, especially in times of drought. One final piece of interesting information. In ancient India, one of the greatest tests of leadership for a man was to fight a lion. Now, it seems, in modern India, it will be a great test to see if the lion can be saved. I'm sure this is something that all of you will share concern for too.